This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3. We're kicking it off, Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are totally free there. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones, to the fun, let's go back to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're back on the air with Ian, Wayne, Mark on Free Talk Live. Now, Matthew, you'd mentioned that you were a member of the, you've been involved with the Libertarian Party since 1995. And I want to get into whether or not you've actually experienced what I was talking about earlier in the show tonight, and that's political burnout. But first, you were going to explain to us a little bit more about this question number one that was on the ballot in the state of Massachusetts, something about wine sales. What was all that about?
Yes, wine sales, whether it be okay for grocery stores to sell wine, you know, just wine. And
I thought it was wine and beer.
No, it was just wine.
Hmm, holy crap.
Do they already sell beer or no?
No.
Huh.
It's just wine.
Wow.
And the cartel, I'm sorry, the group of package stores that got together and convinced the educated public of Massachusetts to defeat this was using the excuse that something involving, we're going to be adding another level of availability to
children.
Yes, the kids, right? Dragging out the kids, and and this is going to just cause chaos. And,
well, they also they brought up the specter of organized crime.
What?
I heard one of these commercials, and it was just amazing to me. I don't know if it'll have anything to do with organized crime, but I don't want to find out. Was like something like a quote that was in the...
The idea that grocery stores could sell wine has something to do with organized crime?
What else
could
they...
That's a stretch.
Well, it's a stretch that grocery stores can't sell wine.
Yeah.
So they had to stretch in order to keep it the way it was.
That's crazy. What was the turnout on that, Matthew?
It was big, and it was... soundly defeated. I mean, it was I saw the numbers. I can't remember what they were, but they were. It was big, as usual, not a single bit of discussion on this topic had anything to do with whether or not grocery stores should just be able to sell whatever they want. It had nothing to do with that. Even the people that were pro question one, it was. I think people, consumers should have more options. That's all they went with it.
Yep.
It was completely.
Yeah.
It was
please,
pathetic. And
please, mommy government, please let us buy wine from grocery stores. Allow us the slight freedom to purchase the products that we desire.
Yeah, it was really. I mean, this is just another example in the fact that there's no libertarians on the ballot.
What happened with them?
For one. That's what I was wondering. What happened with the Massachusetts LP? Did they fall off the planet?
I don't know.
Not a Congress representative, not a senator or anybody on the ballot at all.
Maybe the exodus has already begun to New Hampshire.
Yes, I think so.
I sure hope so.
What are you waiting for anyway?
Well, I'm waiting for jobs and things like that, man.
Oh, jobs. There's jobs up here. McDonald's.
No. Believe me, I'm looking.
We're being a little unfair. We brought our jobs with us,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what do you do?
New
all right, guys.
Insurance. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Oh, you know what? Shoot. I didn't get to ask him about burning out. Oh, well. What can you do? 800-259-9231. So, let's talk about the FCC, because I think we've pretty much covered all of the bases on this whole election thing. Though, if you feel like we've missed something or there's something you want to cover, don't hesitate to chime in. But there's been a ruling by the Federal Communications Commission. According to UPI, they have ruled that profanities can be used in news interviews, but not on award shows or in fictional shows.
Hold on. They can be used in news interviews, but not on award shows or fictional shows.
That's correct.
Award shows is where it usually happens.
Right.
But yeah.
The agency reversed its finding in March that CBS's The Early Show was indecent when a Survivor contestant used the word BS-er in an interview to describe a rival. Obviously, he said the full version of that word. The Los Angeles Times reported, the commission upheld a finding that profanities used by winners and presenters in the 2003 Billboard Music Awards on Fox were indeed indecent. Hollywood continues to argue that they should be able to say the F-word on television whenever they want, said Chairman Kevin Martin. The commission again disagrees. No, you can only say the F-word where we determine that it's appropriate, apparently, according to the FCC. They also reversed an indecency finding for language used on NYPD Blue on the technical grounds that the complaint was made by someone not living in the broadcast area. So how did that happen? If the person was not living in the broadcast area, how could they possibly have complained about NYPD?
The American Television Council, or whatever they are.
The PT, was it the PTA, Parents Television Association, or something like that? PTC, Parents Television Council, is what it is. This is the organization that's responsible for over 98% of the complaints that are sent to the FCC. They've got a form on their website, they've got a large email list, and they just, when they see something offensive, they send out an email to their email list saying, come to our website and fill out this form and complain to the FCC about a show you never watched and a segment you certainly weren't aware of until we informed you about it.
My virgin ears.
Yeah. It's just, of course,
well, still are, because most of these people didn't hear it.
What's with the inconsistency here? I mean, now, isn't there still a lawsuit? I believe there is still a lawsuit in play between CBS, ABC, Fox, NBC versus the FCC. In regards to this whole indecency ruling, because isn't it a little inconsistent to say that, well, it's not indecent if it's a news interview, but it is indecent if it's somebody randomly spouting profanity at an awards ceremony? Either way,
that doesn't make any sense to me. When you're talking about live television, stuff like this is going to happen.
Right. Either way, it's somebody who's in the heat of the moment. They've used a profanity for whatever reason to pepper up their vocabulary. And why is the circumstance somehow a factor here?
Yes.
Just very strange.
It does. The circumstance seems so strange.
Very inconsistent.
It is indeed. Now, Wayne, you've actually got some FCC-related news as well. What else is going on with these guys?
Well, there was a story about the FCC. They had an informal hearing recently on October 27th on media consolidation. And it was basically informal because only two of the five commissioners were present. Both Democrats. And so it wasn't an official hearing, but it was designed to talk about media consolidation and how a lot of micro radio stations are being shut down or pushed out of different markets.
Really? And what defines a micro?
I guess it's a local station that basically broadcasts to the local market rather than the national market.
Okay. Now, is it based on wattage of the station, or do you know that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It doesn't say on this article. But
so they use the term micro in this article?
Yeah,
yes,
I thought micros were like less than a watt.
Micros are typically stations that are broadcasting at a legal wattage, which means a fraction of a watt, essentially milliwatts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are typically what are defined as micros. Anything above the legal wattage is considered a pirate station. At least that's how I understand it. I'm not sure how this particular article is referring to it as, but what's their concern there? I've heard that there's some sort of a public hearing phase going on with the FCC about media consolidation and the rules that they changed in the 1990s, which allowed the clear channels and allowed the big companies to sort of acquire a bunch of mom and pop stations. Is that what they're looking at here?
Yes, and from the article, it says that the FCC is considering rule changes that would make it even easier for media conglomerates.
Easier?
Yes, even easier for them to basically take over many markets, even over and above the 1996 law.
Goodness.
I don't see how much easier they could make it. We came from a market where Clear Channel... Six out of, what, nine stations in the market?
Something like that.
And
are you not counting the AMs?
No. Are you counting... What are you counting as an
FM? I don't
know.
It's like Does the religious station... Count?
Well, I guess you're right. There is a religious station that runs at a commercial... on a commercial dial position, so I suppose you could count that one, but they don't take...
But for the most part, they dominate the market.
They absolutely do.
So we're talking about loosening the restrictions on these media companies so they can buy even more more signals in a given market?
Yes, and there's concern that they can basically shut down certain artists who might not agree with politically as well.
This is all bad. And look, I'm fine with a company buying radio stations. The problem is the FCC. And I'd like to get into the potential solution to this problem coming up here. There's only one solution, because the FCC is strangling the life out of the broadcast business. We'll get back to it. It is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's Memory Master, Matthew Girk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the PEC at 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show awaiting you, as well as a dial-up version, both of them free. freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get signed up and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org /Liberty Forum. As we return to the FCC conversation we're having here, Wayne pointing out that there's apparently the FCC is conducting some sort of hearings on whether or not they should rewrite the media consolidation rules as far as should they make it more restrictive or less restrictive on these companies, these media conglomerates like Clear Channel that own thousands of radio stations around the country. Should they be able to own more in any given market? Because right now I don't know what the exact rule is, but there's a certain percentage that any given company can own. Of all of the stations in one market,
50%.
Is it 50?
49% or something like that.
Okay. So there's a certain percentage that they can own, and we're talking about possibly increasing that number, Wayne?
Yes, there are people on both sides of that. Now, this article is mostly by somebody, I think, who's pro-limiting the number of media outlets that a company can own in a given area.
Well, I understand why they feel that way. I don't want Clear Channel to own the airwaves either. But by using the club of government to get what you want, you're always going to pay the price, and that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen here.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at the same article here, and here's what they want. The people writing the article, they think that limits on media ownership in a single market would help spread media ownership throughout a community. But if indeed the people own the airwaves as a commons, something I think is a myth these days. Of course, it's ludicrous to suggest that anybody can own the airwaves. It can be homesteaded to an extent, but I mean, these waves are coming through your house whether or not you like it or not, and you don't own the waves just because they're going through your house. I think it's going to be hard to suggest that anybody can own the airwaves. How you can suggest that the people can own it or the government can own it, I don't know. It's confusing to me. But nonetheless, he says these stations. The government has to put down the literal and figurative guns it points at microbroadcasters. The government needs to expand the low-power FM program to the bounds of technical feasibility, rather than greatly limit it to accommodate the anti-competitive wishes of the National Association of Broadcasters and NPR. And this backs up what my point here is going to back up what you're saying, Mark, is that these people are calling for different rules, just rules that would appease them as opposed to rules that are going to appease Clear Channel and the other media companies out there. And I'm sorry.
It just deteriorates into a fight.
Us versus them. And I'm sorry, they've got more money than you do. The companies have way more money, way more clout, way more persuasive ability with the FCC commissioners than do a group of loosely organized micro-broadcasters out there. Now, I'm all for people being able to broadcast what they want, which is why the solution isn't to beg the FCC to change the rules to allow more low-power FM stations on the air. The solution is to abolish the FCC entirely. Get rid of it. Now, I understand if you're a radio general manager listening to the show right now, you're recoiling in fear from the idea that, well, anybody could start their own radio station at that point. And that's a scary idea for the people that are already in the business. They like the fact that the FCC artificially limits the supply in the marketplace because it's anti-competitive. I mean, they've got only a certain number of stations out there to deal with, and they know the FCC isn't really too keen on adding new stations, so odds are good that nobody new is going to pop up. But unfortunately, what these general managers and these people that have been in the radio business for so long don't realize is that they're signing their own death warrant by endorsing the FCC's control over the radio industry. You know why the radio industry's sucking right now, basically, as far as nobody really wants to listen to music radio?
CDs.
CDs took
iPods.
A hit. When CDs came out and got popular in the 90s, they definitely took some listeners off the airwaves.
iPods.
iPods are taking younger people off the airwaves right now as we speak.
Satellite radio.
Satellite radio's sucking off the people that don't mind spending a few bucks.
That's because the programming is so much better on satellite radio because that's competition for you.
Well, yeah, they are competing. I don't know if...
It's very niche.
Right.
So you can listen to programming that's aimed at housewives and all. Oprah has her own show. Just stuff that's extraordinarily niche sort of marketing. But, you know, in smaller communities, there are a choice of, I don't know, 3-4 stations sometimes, especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere. What is two stations? What's the point of that? Why is there all this unused bandwidth? I mean, why can't I put up a tower in my backyard that goes up 75 feet or something like that and broadcast at 100 watts?
Well, because you might interfere with the existing station.
No, I wouldn't. I would pick a different band.
But what if you wanted to interfere with the existing station?
Well, then you could take me to court.
That's what I was talking about earlier with the homesteading idea. I mean, it's hard to own the airwaves, but you can certainly say, I was here first. You know, and I was here first broadcasting at this wattage, which covers this particular area according to this engineering study that we had done. So if you want to go outside of that area and broadcast on the same wattage, as long as you aren't really overlapping the fringes of our signal too much, that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The rules would come about with an arbitration process or with a court process. I don't think we need the FCC.
I don't think we need them for anything.
And as I pointed out, these radio station executives have essentially suffered a bout of Stockholm syndrome. They have fallen in love with their captors. They don't realize, or maybe they do, and they just are okay with it because they want to protect themselves from competition. But maybe I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they don't realize that the FCC is nothing more than an armed gang of thugs enforcing their way on radio broadcasters and, by proxy, the listeners as well. And as a result of these FCC rules and regulations, the industry is having a really hard time competing with the much less regulated internet radio, satellite radio, iPod, CDs, all of the other media alternatives that didn't exist in the 1930s when radio came about. And, you know, that's when radio was hot, the hot new tech.
Yeah.
Well, now new tech is out there slowly jabbing radio with a hot poker and just bleeding it to death. I mean, there's nothing radio can do when it's under the purview of the FCC. It cannot react to the market stimuli. It cannot react to listener demand as quickly as it might be able to if there was no burdensome bureaucracy overriding it.
And the FCC is regulation, and what does regulation do but drive up the price?
Thank you.
If it wasn't for the, what, $75,000 that you know, it costs to get a license, not to mention
the fact... Is that
what it is? I think it's 75 grand.
See, I never went that far. When I was looking into starting a station, I just saw the initial application fees,
right,
which are $4,000 or $5,000. Oh, my gosh. You can't afford this if you're a small group. If you're just somebody that wants to put something on the air.
I had a friend who bought a radio station in the Phoenix, Arizona area for $52,000. He sold it for $120 million 10 years later.
Holy crap. Well, don't forget that it's not just the application fee, but you have to have lawyers and engineers and all that stuff. I imagine it costs $250,000 to get a radio station up and running. And who do you think pays for that? The advertisers.
Well, right, in the form of increased ad rates in order to recoup the costs. But the other factor is limited supply, which also, combined with high demand, increases the cost of these stations. We'll explore more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. keep it clean and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are totally free, including the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it, and you can too. Or just surf around and see who's there listening to the show at map.freetalklive.com. That, again, is map.freetalklive.com. Talking about the state of the industry, the main industry that we participate in, the radio industry. Because first and foremost, while we do the show live, this is a radio show. It then is turned into a podcast and is available on the internet for downloading purposes.
A very successful podcast.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And we also stream live simultaneously.
Unfortunately,
as well.
Podcasting, not regulated by the government.
Thank goodness.
Yay.
Which is why, thank you for bringing that up. Which is why, if you go to PodcastAlley.com, where we're listed, we're currently the number four podcast there, thanks to those of you that have voted for us, which is why there are over 25,000 podcasts in existence. Because none of those podcasters had to ask permission from any bureaucracy to get in front of a microphone and record a show.
Right. I mean, why should they?
What a wonderful way to circumvent the system.
Well, the internet is a brilliant way to circumvent the FCC, and unfortunately for broadcasters, the internet's only going to continue to expand and grow in its reach. We're looking at WiMAX coming soon to a car near you, to where you're
going. Can you imagine? I mean, at that point, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of radio stations that you'll be able to get on your car radio. 10 years' time? Satellite radio is going to be nothing. Radio is going to be nothing.
Well, no. Satellite radio isn't going to be nothing, and terrestrial radio could still survive as well. There's different factors involved here. Satellite radio is probably going to turn into a talent pool more than anything else, at least from the way it's looking. They're sort of gathering talent like Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern, and they're sort of owning this talent, essentially, and now satellite radio is actually syndicating out some of its talent. Like Opie and Anthony went to satellite radio, but now they're back on AM and FM. They're back on FM stations.
But the satellite company is getting...
XM is profiting.
Is getting profits from that.
Right. So what you're going to see is they're just going to expand their internet operations and really have a lot of money to push their internet streams into the WiMAX.
Yeah, but and you were going to say that radio stations can still be the local source of news. But I would venture to say that when it's... when it costs so much money to be on a radio station, $250,000 just to initial investment, and then you have to have staff and all that other stuff, that when I can start my own radio station on the internet, do a little bit of advertising,
right,
and then you know, your car, you can tune me in. So all you have to do is type in marklocal.com and tune in my radio station, and you can have local news, you can have local sports, you can have local anything that I want to provide.
That's true. That's going to be tough for existing broadcasters.
There's as many internet addresses on the there's as many addresses on the internet as there are letters and numbers.
Luckily for radio broadcasters, luckily for AM and FM stations, they've got a history. They've been around. The technology has been around for a long time, for decades upon decades, and that counts for a lot.
It does.
There's more radios in anybody's given purview than there are television sets in general.
Or computers or anything else.
Right. So it's there. It's penetrated. It's pretty much maximum penetrated at this point. Now the new tech is chinking off the armor, basically,
right,
at this point. And so it's not too late for them to survive this attack, which is coming, and it's building. But the only way that radio is really going to be able to compete and really going to be able to survive is to get rid of the FCC. Now, something I wanted to focus on, which people don't really know about the business, is the reason why radio is starting to kind of suck, especially music radio. Talk radio is going to have a much longer life than music radio is, for the reasons we pointed out last week on the air, in that talk radio is going to splinter off. There's going to be different brands of talk radio. There's going to be more subgenres of talk radio. It's going to move to FM. It's already started to happen. There was a station in a 5,000-watt AM station in Dayton, Ohio, that recently flipped one of their, the company had a few stations in the area. They flipped one of their FM stations, a 50,000-watt station, to talk radio. So it's simulcasting their AM talk station, which means that now news talk is going to be reaching a much younger audience, because young people just don't go to the AM band. They just don't. I mean, young people stay on FM, and that's just how it is. Women stay on FM, and that's how it is. There's some that venture over. There's always going to be some that will explore AM, but for the most part, you're going to start seeing more talk coming to the FM band, which is good, because it's going to help radio stay alive. But one of the reasons why why music radio is having such a tough time, and radio in general, is because if you own a station in a market where, you know, there's other stations around, but they're all owned by somebody else, obviously, and you want to sell your station, well, the FCC has made sellers, they put them in a pretty good position, because there's probably demand for a new radio station to be built, but the FCC says no to most new stations. There's a period where
they even say no. They just make it so hard to put in for one that before they even say no to you.
Right. Well, the window has to be open. You can't,
yeah,
like right now, if we said, well, we want to build a new station here in Keene and sent that off to the FCC, they would say, sorry, we're not accepting applications at this moment.
But we will take your money. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They might just tell you just can't apply at that point. So they're restricting the supply of radio stations, which means when you go to sell, you can get a much higher price because you're the only person probably selling in town in that time frame. Since nobody can build a new station, then you're going to have to pay that price if you want to actually get a station in that area. So therefore, these stations are being sold for higher and higher prices. And when you're buying in to an existing facility, you're getting probably a facility that's got some problems. I mean, it's a building. Buildings get old. You're probably inheriting a bunch of problems. And it's going to cost a lot of money. And as you pointed out before, that's all got to get passed along to the advertisers in forms of higher rates. And the only way to keep your bottom line low is to cut back on staff, is to cut back on the, you know, expendable assets. You're going to have to... That's why you're hearing radio stations with jocks that sound like they recorded their shifts 5 days ago.
Because they did.
Because they probably did. Your local music stations, listen to the weekend sometimes and see how inaccurate the weather broadcasts are and all kinds. There's just all kinds of sloppiness.
It's the protection of the radio industry that the FCC has provided is what's going to kill it off in the long run.
Precisely.
Now, here's the thing is because there's little competition in the market, radio stations are able to run 10, 12 commercials an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to hear them? Really, we don't.
Nope.
We, the listener, do not want to hear those commercials. I mean, we'd probably put up with one or two or three commercials an hour, but we don't want to put up with 12.
That's one of the selling points of satellite.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Sure.
And the fact that if there was more competition in the market, it would drive down the amount of commercials because one radio station would say, we play 12, we play 10, we play 8, we play 6. And on down it would go. But instead, there's a limited number of radio stations in a given market, and that's one of the problems. But the question that's looming in people's mind, Ian, is what about the 7 dirty words?
Oh, gosh. What about them?
Well, that's what the FCC is there for. It's to make sure that we don't hear...
That's not the original reason for the FCC.
It's not the original reason, but it's the reason that everyone goes to.
Well, I think we've pointed this out before. I think
of course,
the market,
we've put it all out before.
The marketplace would handle this in that when you're dealing with a radio station, there are several groups of people you're looking to make happy. You're looking to make your advertisers happy by giving them results so they continue to advertise on your station.
Right.
You're looking to make your listeners happy so they continue to listen and hopefully visit your advertisers and buy some stuff from them. So you want to make your advertisers happy, your listeners happy, and in some cases your staff as well.
Staff.
You want to make them happy as well. If you're cursing up a storm on the airwaves and you're living in a community where that's something that's generally considered unacceptable, your advertisers are going to drop off the air. Because they're going to start getting complaints from the listeners.
Right.
And if your jock doesn't get his butt in line and start, you know, adjusting his vocabulary, he's going to get canned because he's putting your station's bottom line on the line.
And, you know, I mean, obviously Howard Stern existed, and jocks like Howard Stern have existed. The reason that they're not on now is probably more to do with the FCC's crackdown. But... you know, there would probably be some people on that got on the air and said F, S, and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, turn them off.
Right.
And don't shop with their advertisers.
Exactly.
It's simple how you can handle it. I mean, obviously Mildred, who normally listens to the standard station, isn't going to turn on Howard Stern in the morning because she can be shocked.
Yeah.
Maybe she likes to hear that stuff.
Right.
Maybe she wants to hear about some boobs on the air.
Well, even if they aren't using F and S in those words, they're still talking about adult topics. You shouldn't. If you don't want your kids listening to that stuff, you turn it off. More coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Wednesday edition. Still enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support us. If you like the fact that we give away the website for free, by buying some stuff. Like at the store, store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats, and classic archives on DVD collector sets and more. You'll find all that at store.freetalklive.com. And for anything else that you might need to purchase in life, you should go to Amazon.freetalklive.com because anything you buy, if you shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of it. So head on over there, shop in their 35 categories of products, check out, and you'll find that most of the products there are free Super Saver shipping, which is a hell of a deal on its own. Not to mention they've got great prices to begin with. Amazon.freetalklive.com helps Free Talk Live out. And you get the stuff that you want. I think we're pretty much, I think we pretty much covered all of the bases on this FCC thing and how it is that, I loved how you put it, Mark, the organization that they believe, the radio stations, believe is protecting them is actually slowly strangling them to death.
Well, and the reason is that they're scared now of the FCC and it's going, because of Janet's boob, we can't say any kind of titillating stuff on the air anymore. Things changed after that, and they really did. I mean, that's why Stern's on satellite now, is because things changed.
Mm-hmm.
So now Clear Channel has a policy of, well, if you think that it might be across the line,
when in doubt, leave it out.
Just don't say it.
Yep.
That's it. So what's happening? People are getting the content is becoming narrowed. When you narrow the content, you exclude people that would rather hear something else, and they're going to go elsewhere to get it. So you're cutting out listeners. This is what's going to drag them down.
The radio industry executives are going to be scared of this suggestion, but by getting rid of the FCC, that is the only hope that radio has to survive long into the future. It's going to live for a while anyway. I mean, it's just because it's got quite a ways to go before it totally peters out.
And strong stations are still going to be strong stations in the
current
market.
Sure. I mean, I still love radio, and there's still going to be a lot of people that do love radio, but for radio to really thrive in this competitive new media marketplace, ending the regulations of the FCC is the only way to go about it. That way somebody new can pop up and put a station on the air, so long as they aren't interfering with existing stations, and again, the courts can easily determine these things, then they should be allowed to, because it brings new blood into the market. It allows new niches of music. It allows new new talent to get on the air and get developed. This is another problem with the radio business. Because they've consolidated so much, because costs are so high, artificially inflated, as we explained, by the FCC, they're not cultivating new talent. They just can't afford to. And so the talent pool is drying up as well. I mean, it's a dismal situation. And I'm sorry, radio executives, but you're going to have to let go of the FCC and actually compete for the first time in radio history. Because that's what will happen. It'll be an unprecedented level of competition for this business if we got rid of the FCC. Because any number of people could get on the airwaves as long as there's an open channel. Anybody can get on and do something. And I mean, the costs are going to go down.
And look at this.
Station sale prices are going to go down.
Look at the Internet for a great example. There's no regulation on the amount of websites on the Internet.
Right.
Do you see everybody running off to TimeCube.com? Well, actually, TimeCube is an anomaly because it's so bad that it's funny. But no. The vast majority of people get on and they check their email, they go to Amazon, they go to eBay, they go to one of 50 sites.
Sure.
And that's on the Internet. On a radio dial, you would still have strong stations that broadcast great content.
Of course.
That had enough money to pay for the best jocks and all that other stuff, and that's where people would go. And you'd have, you know, stations that were on again, off again. You never know whether they were on. You never knew they were off. Some guy getting on there who talks about this and plays all his favorite songs.
Yeah, good luck to him selling ads.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna be able to broadcast because he's going to finance his 10-watt FM himself, and he doesn't have much of a life. And sometimes he'll get his friends on there, and they'll make farting noises or whatever it is that they do. But they're not going to sell ads.
Exactly.
And they won't be invaded by armed troops.
Mm.
And that's another factor as well. It's just not good to have this armed gang of thugs around. They're just hurting the business. And I hope the radio industry wakes up someday and gets it through their heads and tells the FCC to flip off and go away. Well, because if they would, then they wouldn't have any power over them anymore.
Wayne's making a great point. Is the FCC, when they to enforce their rule over radio, if you put up a pirate signal, they'll bust into your house at
with guns.
6 a.m. with guns drawn. I think there's like 50 FCC agents that are licensed to carry.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they do.
Oh, and they bring the FBI along.
And according to this article, after they've done that, they label you a bad broadcaster, and it prohibits you from getting a license later on.
So, hey, I believe that, too. Well, anyway, so the only solution for radio to remain competitive in the marketplace is to actually allow them to operate in the marketplace. In the free marketplace, because they are so controlled and so restricted right now, as these other entities, satellite, internet, the other people out there competing for listenership, as they can just roll with the punches, change their technology, change their programming, do what they need to do to retain listenership and grow listenership, radio is just kind of crawling along at this sort of slow pace, just trying to keep up, just trying to keep the bills paid, get over the FCC and get rid of them.
You know, Ian, this is a classic example of political entrepreneurship versus market entrepreneurship. And these established radio conglomerates want to use the power of government to limit competition and to put everybody else down. And they're hurting their industry.
Yeah. They don't realize it.
You know, and
I hope they don't figure it out when it's too late.
What's floating them at this point is the advertisers haven't figured out that people are going elsewhere, or at least they're willing to pay more for that smaller segment. Something like that. But can you imagine running a music station right now with everybody running around with an iPod in their hand? I mean,
good luck.
I can put my 600 favorite songs on an iPod and listen to them, you know,
on shuffle.
That's
why they're flipping music to talk, which is what they should do in response. All right, so let's have a little bit of fun here on the way out. Plano, Texas, from The Onion. With the recent trend of wholesome snack foods reaching truly ridiculous proportions, Frito-Lay announced on Monday that it would, against its better judgment, roll out a new line of healthy fruit and vegetable-based chips next February. Here, said Frito-Lay CEO Al Carey as he disgustedly tossed a bag of the company's new Flat Earth brand snack chips under the lectern during a meeting with shareholders and members from the press. Here's some S that's made from beets. I hope you're all happy now that you have your precious beet chips with a recommended daily serving of fruit, vegetables, or whatever the hell a beet is. Mmm, dehydrated bulb things, Carrie added. Sounds delicious. He appeared visibly appalled as Frito-Lay employees.
Potatoes? What are those? Those sound like they're any prettier than beets.
Yeah, but it's healthy snacks, so you can't put any fun stuff in there. Oh. Distributed Flat Earth snack samples to the audience. God help us all. Would you look at these flavors, said Carrie, gesturing toward a display showcasing the several varieties of Flat Earth chips, including Cauliflower Crunch, Raisins and Chives, Cranberry Spinach Explosion, Rutabaga Yum, Tofu Snaps, Eggplant Ecstasy, Broccolaroos, and Watercress. Look what you've reduced us to. Weren't Sun Chips healthy enough for you, you GD hippie bastards, Carrie added. Frito-Lay spokeswoman Lisa Greeley, who said that the company made a commitment in 2004 to develop a healthier line of snacks, but, quote, never thought it would actually come to this, unquote, described the Flat Earth brand as tailor-made for the small, vocal minority of health-conscious consumers who apparently can't just be content with salads, bananas, apples, or any of the other literally thousands of fruits and vegetables already widely available. Quote, our new veggie snacks combine the zesty tang of parsnip, the most mouthwatering root vegetable out there, with the bold flavor of, let's say, jute, said Greeley before reluctantly bringing a turnips and radish chip to her mouth and forcing down a full bite.
You can really taste the kale.
It's a brand new taste sensation unlike anything you've ever experienced, unless you've ever eaten sisal twine. According to Frito-Lay's website, the new snacks contain one-third of the fat, one-half of the calories, and one-one-thousandth of the irresistible flavor of Frito's classic line of potato and corn chips. The presence of trans fats and saturated oils is avoided by employing a cooking process, quote, strikingly similar to the method used to create particle board. Serving suggestions that will be printed on the packaging include definitely not adding any salt or seasoning because then you might die, dipping the chips in delicious plain yogurt, lettuce paste, or other ground-up Flat Earth products, and enhancing the flavor by replacing the chip in your hand with a hot and spicy barbecue chip. In January, Frito-Lay will launch a Flat Earth marketing campaign based on the slogan, Bet You Can't Even Eat One. Surprisingly, however, the company's also in talks with distributors to ensure that Flat Earth snacks are installed in every school vending machine in the country. Oh, they're definitely going in vending machines, Carrie said. Everyone's going to share in this misery. Not just a handful of Naderites with spastic colons or loser kids with no taste buds whose parents want them to grow up to be boring milk toasts afraid to have any fun. And don't think we've forgotten you either, office workers on snack breaks, and anyone who wants to serve a big bowl of disappointment at a cocktail party. All right, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Responding to the market.
We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.